This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show where I welcome Edie Nathan. And Edie has a private practice where she focuses on grief, trauma, and sex and the tough conversations people don't like to have and helps them move through them. And today we talk about sexual grief. Edie actually coined this term, and it's a part of sexual trauma. And we talk about trauma and six steps that she uses with her clients to move through it. And obviously, healing is not a linear or easy thing to do. So it's not that we're saying it is, or that if you just do these six steps in this order, you're going to be able to move through everything. But Edie provides some really valuable and beautiful words to begin your healing journey. Or if you're already in it, if you've been healing for years, she has some really interesting insights to help maybe approach the healing from a different angle that you haven't seen or heard before. And for someone listening that hasn't dealt with sexual trauma, there's a lot of valuable information and just healing and moving through negative thoughts that I found very valuable for myself through today's conversation with Edie. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you listen to the show, if you found this show valuable, either this episode, episodes in the past, we really appreciate it if you leave us a review in Spotify or iTunes. We've gotten some really nice reviews lately that make us feel good about the work that we're doing. You know, this is a passion project for Sarah and I. I'm just leading the interviews now, and Sarah's on the back end, and we both have other full-time jobs as co-parents to our beautiful daughter, Stella. Sarah is managing a hotel and a co-working space. And I have a surf retreat here in Costa Rica where we both live. And I've shared a little bit of details in past episodes, but I always like to pop in and just remind everyone that we're here a little bit about who we are. And yeah, we're just right here alongside you, getting this information, applying it to our lives, doing the best we can as we move forward and try to have the best relationships that we can. So we appreciate you guys for tuning in and doing that yourselves. If it's for a healing journey, that maybe you're tuning into this episode for information in that area, or maybe you're trying to improve your relationship. Whatever it is, we're here right alongside you doing the work. And yeah, it's not easy. And I think just tuning in and trying to be on this journey is a beautiful thing that you should feel good about. So sending you a big hug and lots of love for being here and tackling these things, especially, you know, with a topic like today of healing trauma and sexual grief. I don't personally have sexual trauma in my past, but I can imagine it is quite a journey and difficult thing to move through. So good for you. Sending you lots of love. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy today's show. Hi, Edie. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Hi, Chase. Good to be here.
Today, we're going to talk about sexual grief. And from what I understand, this is kind of an area and a term that you've coined and developed. And it's super interesting, the little bit that I read about it. So I'm excited to talk to you and dive into this. So I thought we could start by having you tell our listeners what exactly sexual grief is, how you came to understand it, and then we'll talk about working through it.
Before I give the definition, I'd like to just take your listeners on a little bit of a journey, because it's not like one day, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this sexual grief idea just kind of came into being. It was actually after years of working with clients in the field of trauma and sexuality. I'm a sex therapist and I'm a grief therapist. And there was a frustration level that I was feeling and that my colleagues were also feeling. Like, how come, even though we've been trained in this field of trauma and grief and sexuality, we're not making the kinds of inroads, we're not making the changes to help our clients deal with, cope with their trauma and their traumatic experiences in their lives a little bit more livable? And it started with this innate feeling that I had, which is, to some degree, we've got to stop lying to our clients. Like, healing doesn't mean forgetting. Healing doesn't mean that it's going to just go be a clean slate, right? Once you've been in the trauma and you are what I call a survivalist, which is kind of naked and afraid in the world and not really knowing how things work anymore because you've taken a hit. And what's a common denominator? And in speaking with clients, friends who, you know, certainly been survivalists and colleagues, I realized that what they all had in common was that they all felt kind of imprisoned by this thing that we call trauma. But trauma isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of experience, right? And it's broken down into pieces that are going to be different for everyone, not unlike grief, which is like one's fingerprint, right? When someone experiences grief, I'm not going to experience grief the same way you, Chase, experience grief. So I started to think no one experiences trauma exactly the same way. And yet what they are all experiencing is this sense that they are imprisoned by its effects, by the effect of trauma. So that's where all of this began. That's how the thinking, the processing. Okay, so what is it? What am I missing? What am I missing? And then it was like one of those moments that it all kind of coalesced, right? I'm a sex therapist. I'm a grief therapist. I'm working with trauma. And it's like there's this loss of a self that occurred as a result of trauma. But then there's a deeper dive. Okay, but not all trauma is the same. And that's where it started to get a little tricky and a little muddy and a little chaotic. Because in defining sexual grief, it's about defining it in two different ways. I used to put it all together, but now I'm really breaking it down. So let's say there's part one and there's part two. Part one, the sexual grief effect is a natural response to a sexually traumatic predatory event that leaves a person feeling as if they are being held hostage in their lives. Part two, the sexual grief effect is a natural response to a sexually traumatic developmental experience that leaves one feeling as if they don't have a life worth living and they are imprisoned. So one is predatory response, natural response, and one is a developmental experience that can happen to anyone over their lifespan.
Can you give an example of part one and an example of part two? And then I want to backtrack, and I have a few different questions, but maybe we could cover those two things.
Absolutely. A natural response to a sexually traumatic predatory event. That predatory event could be rape. That predatory event could be domestic violence. When we think about trauma in those terms, it is an event that happens to one without invitation. It is usually sudden. They are usually surprised by it. And the way that trauma works is that it can be an acute one time. It can be chronic, or it can be certainly complex. Chronic is that it keeps happening over and over again, even if it's with the same predator. When someone is responding to that, it's a natural response to shut down, to have an inability to learn. They're filled often with self-loathing, regret, guilt, shame. And what happens psychologically and within the mind and the body is that the mind and the body are out of sync, meaning it's like you can't land. You don't have any good place to land in the world, in your life. School, your brain may not be taking in information the way it once did. Relationships are hard because you don't trust. You're scared. Or if you are intimate or you want to be intimate with someone, your body shuts down. So it fractures in so many different ways. So it's not just, oh, you know, that person was sexually traumatized and it was a predatory event, and now they're experiencing sexual grief. That sexual grief is a loss of the world as they knew it, and a death. And as clinicians, when we are working with people, we want to help with what happened to them. And that's important. There's another piece, though, which is the loss of the self, which is just so important to look at.
Let's talk a little bit. You touched on the sexual grief and this sense of loss. Can you explain that area of healing and defining that for someone maybe you're working with and how that can help them move through the trauma?
Sure. So sexual grief is what I call the hostage taker. And it's complex in the way that it operates. It's a shapeshifter. It doesn't look the same, even for the same person. And because of that, it's very tricky. So interventions can look like they're working and then they're not, can look like they're working and then they're not, right? So what I've created are six strategies that actually allows a person to become their own hostage negotiator. And that's what's exciting, I think, because you're giving resources to every person, any person who has a predatory or a developmental experience, which we'll get into, and saying, okay, they're holding you hostage and they're the hostage taker. And one of the first steps, or the first step to a great hostage negotiation, is curiosity. Because the hostage taker wants something. They want to be seen. If all you want to do, and this is what happens, you know, for survivalists, you want to push it away, push it away, push it away. And like anxiety, when we push it away, it gets bigger. Sexual grief, you push it away, the resonance of it gets bigger. Harder to learn, harder to interact, you know, difficult to feel in balance or aligned with the self and then with the world at large.
So having that curiosity seems like that's one of the first steps, or the steps you're talking about. What are some questions someone can ask themselves for feeling through this, for getting curious?
What do you want? What is your hunger? What might be the best way I can sit with you? Why do you show up when you show up at the worst possible times, where a memory pops up and there's a pop-in memory and it stops me from being able to function? Do you think that if I start talking with you, that could make a difference? Now, these may sound like rhetorical questions, but usually when someone comes in and they're talking about their picture, the picture that they have in their mind of what went down, that picture and the story that they tell has probably been told time and time and time again. And so there's almost a numbness in the telling of the story. And to remove the essence of the numbness that accompanies a story that's been told over and over again. I don't want to hear the story. Let's talk about what it feels like to be imprisoned by this. And let's talk about just how it perhaps takes the mind and the body and pushes it to being out of sync. And out of sync is like the twisties. Simone Biles had the twisties during the Japanese Olympics where she could not land. And I'm not going to go into the whole history, but certainly she was a very public figure around what the trauma, the predatory traumatic event that happened to her. And then she was on the grand stage and she wasn't landing. And so borrowing from that playbook, it is the mind and the body being out of sync. And the goal of the work is to look at the rupture and to get to repair, which is not about forgetting, but learning how to remember more peacefully and engaging with sexual grief and that and the hostage taker, even admitting it's there and it's present and it can take your breath away. It can flatten you. It can make you feel like you're losing your mind or you don't even know how to speak. To actually be able to say, wow, this is what's going on, is the beginning.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. We all use skincare products to try and take better care of ourselves. And this year, I've been really focused on taking better care of my skin and doing it only by using products that are sustainable and nature-focused. I know that I always feel better when the products I'm using are good for me and good for the environment. We've all tried our fair share of nature-focused brands, and let's be real, most of them fall short when it comes to feeling like you're taking care of your skin and the planet. Thankfully, Osea is different and they're offering Relationship Advice listeners 10% off right now. Osea's products help your skin feel and look its physical best and give you the confidence of knowing they're backed by nearly 30 years of environmentally focused ethical practices and scientific development. Leave it to a mother-daughter founding team to infuse that much care into a brand. If you're a skincare junkie, you've probably been hearing a lot about Osea's star ingredient, Undaria algae. Undaria algae is a supremely hydrating seaweed that acts as a skin superfood. It's rich in nutrients like sodium, iron, potassium, calcium, and vitamins B1, B2, B3, B6, and B12. It works to replenish skin's moisture barrier, and it's the secret sauce for a healthy glow. Now let's talk a little bit about their sustainability. Osea isn't just jumping on this green bandwagon. It's part of their DNA. Osea has been a clean, vegan, cruelty-free brand for decades. They're one of the first skincare companies to become climate neutral certified. And in 2002, they became the first ocean positive skincare brand. It's not just about looking good. It's about feeling good and knowing your skincare choices align with your values. Ready to give your skin the care it deserves? Dive into Osea at Osea Malibu and use the code RELATIONSHIPADVICE10 for 10% off. Again, that's Osea, O-S-E-A, Malibu.com and get 10% off when you use the code RELATIONSHIPADVICE10 at checkout.
So after curiosity, what's another step that someone could take to continue to work through these feelings, these remembering?
So, none of this is easy. Okay. And it's not a one and done. I'd like everyone to think here that this is like a cycle. Okay. And that cycle repeats itself. And every time you may get to one level, you might need to go back to the hostage strategies. Okay. It's really important to understand that this is a cyclical experience, just like grief. It is nonlinear. Grief is nonlinear. The experience of grief is nonlinear. The experience of sexual grief is the same way. It's nonlinear. It can show up one way in one situation and show up another way in another situation. One of the things that also happens when someone is a survivalist is they're very hard on themselves. And that's where the self-loathing comes in. It's the, I wish I could have, woulda, coulda, shoulda, I should have screamed louder. I should have fought harder. I shouldn't have gone by myself. I shouldn't have been so egotistical that I thought I could walk down that dark street and it's my fault. Or sadly, the messaging that they get from loved ones, sometimes from staff that is taking care of them when they go to a hospital for that first meeting, but it's gotten better. But sometimes it's like, well, why were you dressed that way? Sadly. And so that second part is empathy, which is really hard. And I call it empathy energy because you to be able to have the empathy energy is also to be able to invite that energy in of empathy. And that's really asking the survivalist to have empathy for the self. And I've said survivalist a couple of times, and I want to define it and share why I use that as opposed to survivor, because I know and I understand that it's a new kind of turn of phrase. Oftentimes we will use words and we use them over and over and over again to connote or define a sense of being. And sometimes it seems that they get overused and they lose meaning. I love survivalist because it means that there's another side. You've come to the other side of this. Even if you don't feel that, you're here, you're talking about it, we're talking about it. And that's a good thing. And so you're more than just a survivor. You've gotten to the point of reaching out for help, or you've now gotten a new job, or you're beginning to think straight. And any new piece of energy that allows you to hold on to yourself in a different way and be more calibrated, that's a survivalist.
I like these steps. I want to keep moving through them. So we started with curiosity and then empathy, energy, working through our self-loathing. What's another step? And yeah, I don't want to say next, because like you said, that it's not linear. So what's another step that someone can implement?
That's right. And so and understand that you will, you know, you can go into empathy and then realize I need to be curious about the empathy. I need to be curious. And so that's why I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is a loop and there's no right or wrong here. There's no, you know, oh, no, don't do it that way. You know, it's more of a, oh, you know what? I actually get some patterning here and I have a chance to actually really do this my own way at my own pace. And that's what this is really all about. Okay. So the next piece is, and so that last piece was empathy with energy. The next piece is build trust and meeting of the mindset. And the meeting of the mindset is a real important piece here because the mindset loves to mess with you. And that's where we begin to talk about, and I begin to talk about the cognition, the brain, as an ally. It's only the very beginning of that conversation. And this is where bonding develops. This is where your body and your mind begin to talk to one another. They're not in sync yet, but at least there's a conversation with the body. How is sexual grief holding this body hostage? Is there shutdown? Is there emotional shutdown? Is there shutdown in terms of the way it moves, the velocity in which it moves? Is it slow? Or is there this sense of, I need to always be rushing because I need to be ready to run, to sprint, you know? And then what's happening with the mind? Is the mind like spaghetti brain and really not thinking straight? And therefore it makes getting a job, going on an interview really, really hard. Or is it that I'm not trusting people because I trusted one person and that was the wrong person to trust? And, you know, so often we find, you know, that there is abuse intrafamilially. And, you know, when that abuse occurs, it's very hard for that survivalist to understand how they weren't saved by someone in that family. And oftentimes it's about fear. It's about just survival within the entire family unit. So to build trust is really important. And it means that there's an active listening that's going on when there's a conversation between the mind and the body. They're not yet in sync, but that conversation has got to start. And it's if the signals are saying, they're like tiny tells. And this is where the survivalist gets to understand that the hostage taker has these tells, and those tells, Chase, might be when I go outside and I pass by this certain place, my lip starts to twitch, my mouth goes dry, my lower back begins to hurt, or my heart begins to just pound, or when I smell a scent. And if the survivalist can begin to pick up on those cues because they're listening, which means they're curious and they've become more comfortable with the curiosity rather than, oh my God, I'm in sheer panic right now and I've got nowhere to go. They're able to take a step back because they've become more comfortable with being curious.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one. Estrocontrol. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estrogen Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estrogen Control eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estrogen Control was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estrogen Control is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estrogen Control works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
What would you tell someone who is beginning this process or has been in it and struggles with that curiosity or, with the any of these steps of bringing awareness to them and diving into them? Maybe it's, I can imagine, super uncomfortable. What are some things they can do to ease that or work into it?
It's a great question, and I took a pause, and I hope you leave that pause in there, because that's really what anyone listening, I would want them to do, is don't do this alone. You know, you're hearing a podcast right now, and this is a conversation that is brand new to so many people. And you can do this work. And if this is piquing your interest, find a therapist who you can begin to work with, or find a group that you can begin to talk to about some of this. Perhaps even share this podcast and say, hey, I listened to this and I'd love to work on curiosity. What do you all think? Or if you are, you know, more of an introvert and you just want to do one-on-one work, you can certainly share with a clinician, I heard this podcast and I've never heard this term before. I'd like to think about it and think about how I might be able to be curious. because all I've wanted to do is drug it away, sex it away, drink it away, sleep it away, eat it away. And those are just a few of the antagonistic coping mechanisms. And so, versus breathing, versus going for walks, versus exercising, versus writing things down, versus actually creating some scents, aromas that feel safe to you, because there are aromas that can take you on a masterful trip down a path that you do not want to take, right? And there are aromas that can be soothing and helpful. For me, it's lavender and ginger, okay? That might not work for you, but it's about testing, how does my body react? And again, I've taken you right back to curiosity. Because if my body freezes and if your body freezes, we need to help you figure out ways to unfreeze and to understand what the tells are around that. Now, a tell, if any of you are poker players, what a tell is like that twitch that the poker player will have that they've probably worked very hard not to have, that lets the other players know that they've got four aces, you know, and that they're going to do some, probably, you know, lay down a lot of money. And what do you do? And so for you to actually be curious about the sexual grief tells.
After building trust, we've covered three great mechanisms to help us work through trauma. What's one of the ones, because we don't have time to go through all of them, but what's the next one that you think might be most valuable for our listeners?
Mm-hmm. So let me just, I'd love to just go through the list but without necessarily a deep dive, because the next one is really about the brain and the brain being our greatest allies. Listen to this. Your brain is masterful. It's a magician. Okay. And so this next strategy is called the design for change in action, which is really about your brain. It's about having what I call cognitive interrupters. So you say, I can't do this. And that's a negative thought or a negative cognition. Cognition is thought, right? And then you say, but wait a minute, you know, I did one thing differently, and that's the positive. And so what you're doing is you're just saying, you know, there's my negative, but I can counter it with positive. I can counter it instead of going and having that drink tonight. I'm going to go for a walk. That's taking your negative cognition and you're changing it into a positive. And that is also very much a strategy that you can work on against the hostage taker sexual grief. The next one is ready, set, action. So the body and the brain now are coming together and they are in sync. And I want you to think like, you know, as kids, we used to like play a game. It was like ready, set, go. And we used to like run a sprint, right? And so this is like ready, set, action. And this is where you're putting into action some of the things that you've learned. The curiosity, yes, but it's also bringing the mind and the body into sync and saying, okay, I am self-soothing now. I am calming myself in the face of the sexual grief effect and the ways that my mind wants to play tricks on me and my mind and my body want to tighten. And if you do one thing when you are in that freeze place, just try to move a pinky or a forefinger and just concentrate on moving the pinky or the forefinger and then breathe into that. And if you say, I can't breathe, take a breath and hold it and let it go. If you are able to take a breath and hold it, chances are you're breathing. So the last part is mind and body dancing in sync, which is all part of ready, set, action. And then the very, very last piece is what I call your warning labels. Now, the warning labels are really interesting because we all have warning labels. I don't know if you've ever had a mattress. There's a warning label on the mattress that says, you know, if you cut this off something, you're going to go to prison or something like that. But your warning label is really important. And throughout this process, what you're going to do is you're going to say, what's my warning label? So for example, my warning label right now is I may be broken at times, but I'm still here as a fighter. And so I walk in sometimes to places that might scare me. And I say, okay, this is my warning label. And I can have my fear, but it's a warning label that like I need to be protective. And people around me, you're not going to know this warning label, but that's how I'm going to walk.
I love it, Edie. Thank you so much for these powerful strategies. And obviously, we're just touching the surface on a complex and nuanced area of healing. But I think this is very important and information and a good starter for anyone listening. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online? And if there's something that we skipped over or maybe something that you want to emphasize that you want to leave our listeners with, and then we'll say goodbye.
Okay, thanks. You can reach me at edienathan.com or sexualgrief.com. Pretty easy. And you can also see my first book, It's Grief, on amazon.com. And then on Psychology Today and Medium and all of those wonderful outlets and Twitter and all social media. The piece that I love to leave everyone with is from The Wizard of Oz. And that is that oftentimes, you know, Dorothy finally gets like she gets bestowed the shoes and at the very end and those shoes like allow her to see that she's got the power to go home, which is really just going home to herself. And I want to say to everyone, no matter where you are in your process, that you do carry these red shoes and or whatever color you want them to be, and that you have the power to shift and to be the person you want to be.
I love that. It makes me want to go and rewatch that. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, and so many powerful messages there. Well, thank you, Edie. We will have those links in our show notes and on our website. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest as well as any of their recommendations will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.